listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Corporation. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
You think it's a joke, but it's real.
You are
compelled.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to me.
Then you know what I'm talking
about. Every chance you get, every minute.
You
will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Ha 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 ha.
The only station where you're going to hear the unbridled truth. I'm your host, V. And, with me, I have the man with a artificial sound enhancement device, but real modern knowledge and truth here for you all. Spectacular, man, wonder. Will Turbin from the Demand the Truth.
Yes, V, I'm here. I almost didn't make it. I almost took a mini little road trip. I'm going to do that tomorrow, actually. I should be able to do the show, too. I almost ran out a little bit late, but I don't want to tip my hat about where I'm going to go, but I'm going to be doing some cool videos coming up with Auditing America in the next couple of days, and my boy CPR audits as well too. So we're gonna do some cool videos. I don't want to give away, but check for Auditing America. Check for my channel soon too, because we're gonna go on a little road trip, and it should be cool.
Yeah. Well, if you're hunting after some pedophiles, you know, you know, just don't be surprised if it happens to you one day. You know, you're gonna find somebody. That, they weren't exactly wanting what they were talking about. But, you know, you're going to run to this guy one day. I think Fleece Johnson's up there. Boy booty's fine. I was a man butt. Are you going to be prepared to give up that man butt? Because, you know, booty is more important than water. Booty is more important than food. And, you know, you're a very handsome guy, Will. Now, I know there's some guys out there that likes you and they want you. What are you prepared to do? Are you going to do things the easy way? Or you got to do things the hard way?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I'm not a really big dude. One time, freaking, this guy found out he was being scammed, and he tried to run me over with his car. Another time, with James Alefantis, I was doing a video on Comet Ping Pong Pizza, and then I was about to leave, and we were leaving through the back way. There's a little alleyway there. No, James Alefantis was there. And he was like, hey, what's going on? Because I was like, hey, James, how's it going? He's like, hey, what's up? Hey, have I met you? I was like, yeah, from a couple summers ago. Da, da, da. Hey, oh, yeah, when the sense texting's coming back. Oh, yeah, people love it. Da, da, da. So, yeah, you know, you never know what one of these sick freaks can do. And, you know, especially when you're going up to James Alefantis, you know, you look at that one, look at that guy's Instagram, you know. But it's crazy, you know. But that's why I always try to meet him in a public place. That way, if worse comes to worse, there's security footage or it's a well-lit area, you know what I'm saying, where I can be safe. It's best if you do that, too, with one of your friends. But we're going to be definitely doing that and some other stuff as well, too.
Well, I like your pedophile voice there. You kind of sound like Michael Jackson. No, that's ignorant. That's ignorant. No, it's Jesus juice.
And trust me, these guys are tripping. So you already know, like, there's a lot of weird people out there. You got to be real careful if you're trying to do that. That's why you got to always be. When I first did it a couple times, because I'm the kind of person that I really don't care, you know? Like, one person was so hesitant. He was like, no, come to my house. I was about to just walk into this mother Hubbard's house and be like, yo, what up? You know what I'm saying? So definitely don't recommend doing that. Definitely meet people in a public area. And if you can, definitely have a friend there filming from an area that they can't see. And if you can't do that, bare minimum, you got to at least tell somebody where you went and what you're doing.
Well, something the audience should also take into account. You are a very experienced professional in what you do, so
definitely not, but yeah, I mean, those are some basic rules put here too.
Wow. Well, there you go. Yeah, well, you know, I always love it when you come back from whatever it is you do and tell us all about it. You know, it's more exciting than anything I'm doing right now. I'm just overseeing network stuff, blah, 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 blah. You know, the only thing exciting I can do is learn different Linux stuff every day. Because it's always a surprise whenever you're... the more content you bring in and experiment with. But, you know, I'll talk about that more at some point, because I will be bringing on V-Unit to the show eventually, one of these days. You're going to see my ragtag group of Anon hackers whom are going to have their own show. Talking about, well, cyber terrorism, government harassment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know how that stuff goes. So, that's going to be something further down the line. So, but you're hearing about it now first, for the first time. And just look forward to it. There's pretty much a group for everything. You know, we have our CPS, fan case files, show. That's going to be your event here very soon. And Will, I hope you would be a host on that show. It's going to have rotating hosts. I don't want it to be just me sitting there. I'm trying to etch myself out of my past shows as much as possible and give other people chances to take over. You know, I can only talk about same stuff so much before I want to not repeat myself. That's my goal. But I know it goes without saying, you're going to have to preach and teach. So I'm just trying to reach as many people collectively and individually as uniquely as humanly possible. You know, take the monotony out of things. So I think you would be a great rotating host for the show.
I would definitely love to be a part of that, and I definitely can relate to what you're saying when it comes to repeating, because I was thinking the same thing. Like last week I'm like, man, like I damn near said everything. Like I said everything. It's kind of annoying because I feel like I'm running. I've said it all. I've said everything. I mean, there's problems and there's different ways to look at things, but I feel like, you know, we cover it all day, every day. We talk about it. We talk about it on the show. We talk about it on our different channels, on your documentaries, on your interviews, on all the other platforms that you have. And it's like, you know, it's frustrating when you don't see the results, and that's something that you're just talking, and a lot of times you won't see those results. You won't see those results. Most people don't comment on YouTube videos. They're not going to say, hey, you have to be very, very compelled. And even when you're very compelled, a lot of people don't leave a comment like, hey, you woke me up, or you have me thinking about something in a completely different way, or hey, I would have never considered that. And so it is kind of like a weird thing where you're just like saying mostly the same things over and over again for a long time after we've been proven right on a litany of things. And it's just, it is kind of like, are we getting anywhere with this? But, you know, I know it's kind of solemn about the way things are going lately over the last week or so, but I think with the ending of qualified immunity, Virginia going ahead, and they're at least feigning that they're not supporting police getting the facial recognition software. So we are having some victories, and, you know, because of your work, and even if you bare minimum only woke up 10 people, I mean, 10 people themselves, how many people are they going to wake up and so forth? So we've been waking people up for a long time, us in this movement collectively, and he's done a sterling job at that. So I just think it's going to be, as every day continually progresses, we're going to see more and more fruits of our labor materialize.
Well, yeah, we have much larger projects that are coming out in the future, and they're going to be, well, 10, 20, 100 times, 1,000 times the audience. Well, I wouldn't say 1,000 times, very minimal, meaning more than that. We're going to discover us and look back at everything that we've said and done. Wait, hold on. We got to check out these guys' archives. They've been on the air 5 years? What? No way. And that's the beauty of it, really. Because they're going to go back and listen to things. Just like people, like, for example, who found out who no, William was, William Campbell, and other whistleblowers of the past. It'd just be blown away. Like, wow, these guys were talking about this back in those days. They predicted such and such and such, you know? It's just the whole pale horse thing. It's just that it comes around and hits you. Wow. And those are the guys that we really, really, really need. It hits them harder than anybody else. Those people who do go back and look at the information that was given, seeing other people who were awakened, because they get more woke than anybody else. I would even say be to the point of being those, what do you call them, preppers, you know, temple hats and the bomb shelters, stacking up food, food and bullets. Yeah, I mean, it's fine, to each his own. I'd say there'd be an abundance for everybody, though. They'd stop storing up. And if they all came out simultaneously out of their bunkers and did something collectively, well, we'd be much better off.
And V, everybody was calling preppers crazy, laughing at them. They had TV shows as entertainment to laugh at people that would store up water and guns. And then COVID hit. And then everybody was out giving fellatio for toilet paper. So.
Yeah. Exactly. You need a little toilet paper afterwards to clean up.
Yeah. I mean, the people that call us crazy, they think Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein's buddy, they're telling us the truth. And, you know, they believe every stupid fairy tale. They believe that Building 7 has had too much fire in it. They believe that one magic bullet just penetrated JFK's head. They believe that, yes, the income tax is constitutional. Yes, the NSA is constitutional. And of course, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. These are the people that we're dealing with, the people on the highway with the Hillary and Trump bumper stickers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing that gets me about 9/11 as well. Instead of having this commission of old people who don't know anything about anything other than stuff in their pockets with American tax dollars, these old fogies who've been laying on dollar bill, our dollar, and have to believe anything that they say. Oh, they investigate anything. I don't want an investigation from the government. I want a recreation. There's enough abandoned buildings in the United States. I know there's some big old airplanes that are ready to be decommissioned. They could have remote controlled a plane into the building. Show us defensively that jet fuel can melt those I-beams. No. We've got a bunch of pseudoscience and a book. 9/11 Commission. that's what we got out of that. How many millions of dollars went into that investigation? First be given a crap book. Ridiculous. Guys, I know we're going on a commercial break. Didn't mean to go off on a 9/11 rant, but hey, it had to be done. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's a bit hacky, guys. Going off on the 9/11 rant. Like, people not heard enough of that. But seriously, though, the only thing that I've not heard is for people asking for evidence. And the only real evidence that can be given, because the experts disagree, their experts versus our experts, total disagreement about the entire issue. And why wouldn't their experts have a different opinion than ours? We want the truth, and we know governments lie. So there is that conflicting amount of information and disinformation. Okay? That's natural, I would say. If you can call anything natural about an unnatural concept such as government, concept not natural because Mother Nature didn't come up with it. It's a concoction of the psychopathic mind. Don't you believe it either. I don't believe it. You don't believe it. I believe that you are an adult. You listening. I know you're an adult. I know that you are... I know that you are a human being. I know you got some sense. There isn't anybody so high and mighty, especially if you listen to this show, there's nobody that's so high and mighty that they need military power to back them up to tell you what to do. Let's get that straight. Anyhow, our government throws away money left and right on the stupidest things. Why not a recreation? Why not? There'd be enough drones to fly around the whole building as it happens. It would get every angle of that place as it goes down. They don't want to do that. If there was really, if they weren't behind it in any way, shape, or form, that's what they would have done. National Geographic would have done it. Discovery Channel would have done it. Everybody would have done it. Would have done their own recreation of it. But that just could not see the light of day. Now, they did do recreations, 3D computer-generated models, or whatever that's worth to anybody. Cartoons don't make truth. I like Family Guy. So, it's just the light show, magic, hand puppets. They have their heads so far up their asses, they gotta keep their hands busy. Make them look normal. I know you guys aren't buying it. I didn't buy it. I'm ex-military. Okay? I have been up close and personal to seeing an explosive hit its target. The Pentagon. Yeah. There's maybe two frames of surveillance footage. What hit the Pentagon? Way too small, way too fast for that to have been any passenger aircraft. That was a ballistic missile. There's only one frame that you need to look at. It's ridiculous. I don't know. I really can't understand why the people didn't get up in arms about this. Well, they did, actually. Hey, join the military to go and kill some Disney villain in the Middle East that had nothing to do with anything, that doesn't know you, and care less about your foreign policies. That's sad state of affairs when it comes to these things. Yeah, we're going to take another break. Then we're going to come back for the long haul. Will and I will be going through some news that by mission. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
See if I can get my dreads off the mic here. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we're back. Once again, I'm sorry if 9/11 thing's too hacky. Something I've been wanting to do was just start a whole trend. Just whenever we know the government's lying, just be like, oh, yeah, 9/11. Mm-hmm. 9/11. I can listen to the whole broadcast of that. Just guys like, 9/11. Oh, remember? Hey, 9/11. 9/11. They can speak the whole other language. It's 9/11.
Hey, 9/11, deadass. I mean, like, and that's the thing, too, is, like, we just moved on from that. And not everybody, LOL, never forget, exactly. I saw this great meme that said, Pearl Harbor, never forget, 9/11, never forget, the Confederate War, never forget, da-da-da-da. Black people, forget about slavery. That was 400 years ago, da-da-da. But yeah, 9/11, man, it's like, dog, these normies still didn't figure out that three buildings fell that day. And, you know, we're moving on. Now we're on to, nobody figured it out. Now we're on to coronavirus. Now we're on to, like, 7D chess, talking Trump language out here as far as the New World Order. You think Trump's playing 7D chess? The New World Order's playing 7D chess on us. Still haven't figured out what's going on 9/11. 9/11, 9/11.
9/11, 9/11. Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh boy. Just everything you say set me off. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we knew about Pearl Harbor before it happened, before it was going to happen. Australia tipped us off, but we let it happen. Americans had to die before we could go into war. These people are really into the blood sacrifice rituals, these beliefs they have. It has nothing to do with code of ethics or honor. It's just evil blood magic, blood rituals, the invoking. Rally. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely freaking amazing. Yeah. And that's what they... that's what they tell me by targeting. These scumbags have literally destroyed my life, like, twice. You know, first time, you know, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. But now that I'm on a conquest, I got my vendetta. Like, oh, you should forget. You dumb MFers, I think you are the ones that should forget right now. You should be looking in every other direction other than mine. You want to save your, you know what? But, oh, anyhow. Amazing. Yeah, excellent point. So, I guess we're going to go ahead and get on here with the news. I can't wait.
Well, you know, before we even get on to the news, I kind of told you a couple things I wanted to talk about during the last break, but, you know, I look at all these different news websites every single day, and what you'll find is, like, if you go on CNN's website, same thing with CBS, any one of these major news networks, what you'll have is there's articles up there on CNN from February 1st. There's like seven from February 17th. All the articles, they're like, the webpage stays the same, like, almost all day, every day. And I'm like, maybe think to myself, like, damn, I keep seeing the same articles day after day in and day out. What are they spending all their money on? Like, there's some of the videos, the podcasts, those are even older. It's like CNN's page, they got so much, they'll shift around a few things. And I mean, and then even if you read what's going on, and especially in the CNN articles, obviously if you go to like a Wall Street Journal, a Bloomberg, even a New York Times, you're going to get some, you know, longer articles. The CNN article is like, what, a paragraph sometimes, if that. And it's just crazy. Like, they're barely writing anything. They keep old stories up. I'm like, what the hell are they doing with all this money? Well, that's my rant on that, I guess. But in the news, the first thing is Joe Biden is creating a task force to combat Asian American violence. It just makes me think, what the hell is Joe Biden possibly going to do, or his task force, I should say, that's going to stop Asian violence? If I was creating a task force to stop Asian violence, it would just be to have me go up to the podium and read the Second Amendment, encourage Asian Americans to purchase and train responsible firearm ownership. But what do you think that Biden's going to do to protect the Asians?
Well, he doesn't have to tell Asians to protect themselves or anything of that nature. He doesn't have to create a task force. Well, for one, I will say this. During the L.A. riots, when the whole Rodney King thing happened, there were Asians that, well, let's just say they took the law into their own hands. They weren't in their shops protecting their shops. They took to the streets and killed black people on the streets.
And not just gangs, regular store opens, the rooftop Koreans. Yeah, that's the first thing I started thinking of when you started talking. You're exactly right.
And killing indiscriminately, fired off their pistols. Cops never did anything about it. I understand. I mean, when the war comes, and I know it will come, it will most definitely have to meet me at my front door. I don't mind. That's what I expect. Anybody should expect me to defend myself, whether I take lives or not. But these Asian Americans took to these streets, well outside of their storefronts, which are not their homes, and unloading clips. Now, the feds want to investigate and arrest everybody who tried to storm this government building. Give them 20 years. But here we have on camera, and I've seen a few documentaries, we have on camera these Asians taken to the streets, blowing people away. Nothing done. Nada. Zilch. Okay? You know, they didn't care about black people anyways. So, but we must protect the lives of our Asian people. And I don't even know where it's coming from. Is it because of the CCP virus? Chinese Communist Party virus. Are Americans really hating on Asians because of this virus? I'm finding it hard to believe. I think we're all mature enough to know that a virus outbreak can happen anywhere. I do believe. I mean, it doesn't matter. Doesn't mean those people are responsible. In this particular situation, the Asians were not responsible. Yeah, there was an incident at this lab, but all that material, genetic material, came from the U.S. It was a cooperation with the U.S. and the Chinese government. So, whoever knocked over the vial said, whoops, backed out of there slowly and said, hey, everybody, Chinese did it. And that is the situation. But, you know, that aside, yeah, it was very strange. Today, I woke up, I got on YouTube, see what was popping on the front page, and right there at the very top, an Asian veteran at some city council meeting or something like that. I don't know. You think I'm not American? You think I'm not American? because my face is like this. No, and he proceeds to undress himself to show his scars on his body. I'm American. Have I not suffered enough? Look what I've been through. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, all the scars. The slave, the average black slave, backs were so scarred up. You know, at the point where the so-called the abolishment of slavery happened, they're ready to send us back to Africa. So, I have no empathy with the guy. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Does not make.
And the guy, I think I saw that too. The guy, I mean, my video was blurry. He looked like he probably served in, you know, the Gulf, first or second Gulf War, you know, and probably, and you know, or he looked like a young guy. And that was an unconstitutional war. Now I feel bad for the troops that were lied to.
No. This was older, gentlemen.
He was older. Okay, so probably what, Vietnam?
Something like that.
It must have been Vietnam, I'm guessing. So if he served his country in Vietnam, you know, first of all, that was not a war. It was a military action, which is unconstitutional. I don't blame him for that. And you're right. Getting scars, that's good. But, you know, you can definitely make an argument that Vietnam was hands down an unconstitutional war. It wasn't even a war. You can't compare an unconstitutional war against people that didn't do anything to Americans. As Muhammad Ali famously said, no Vietnamese ever called me an N-word. You can't compare that to 400 years of slavery. I mean, that's American. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing more American than that.
And on top of it, yeah, just what you're saying. Just because you enlist in the military to go kill some other people somewhere else does not make you a patriot of your nation. What makes you a patriot, I mean, I joined the military. Once again, probably the most eye-opening, shameful period of my life. But I'll tell you what, I hit a growth spurt. You know? Quick, fast, in a hurry, as they say. And quickly got myself out of that situation. What it means to be an American is preserving your rights, you exercising your rights, you valuing your rights, and equally for those of others. Not just those in America, but people around the world. That's what makes you an American. Okay? This guy who, despite his age, still cannot shake his Asian accent. Am I not American enough? Yeah. No. Not from the examples that you're using anyways. No, you're not. It makes you a fool. I'm sorry for the pain the guy went through. Absolutely. I feel sorry for all American soldiers who got fooled. They have the worst because not only did they get fooled, but they have blood on their hands on top of it. That's the double whammy. And we got to wake up. I don't know. I don't know what to tell people. This valor signaling, That's what I'm going to call it. Valor signaling. That was the military. Patriot. Valor signaling. Yeah, keep it to yourself, please. You're not fighting for my right to not have vaccines injected into my butt. Not fighting for my right to be able to walk the streets again. No, you're enforcing that narrative. You're not an American. Yeah, so, all right, what we got next?
All right, this one is particularly pissing me off, right? This is out of Fox News. The headline, if you're scoring at home, and I hope you're scoring at home, don't take anything I say. Use the Socratic method. Fox News, Tucker Carlson, unsafe cities, divisive mainstream media, the real legacy of George Floyd's death. Well, you know, Tucker, I agree with you on a lot of things, but, you know, the real legacy of George Floyd's death is the fact that the police are wildly unconstitutional. And I saw things on social media today in support and against George Floyd. Some of the against were like, oh, George Floyd, he did this bad thing. He did this other bad thing. Don't make him a hero. And I've actually had a very nuanced discussion about the George Floyd situation, a lot of the anomalies there. But if you're looking at it as for what it is, for what the normies are seeing, it doesn't make a difference if he was a triple murderer, pedophile. The cops aren't supposed to murder people. That's not their job. No one's making him a martyr. People are just sick and tired of police murdering people. Police, on average, murder 3 people a day. They murder the Constitution left and right. But, you know, Tucker Carlson never goes on rants about how corrupt the police are. And it's funny because, you know, I usually read articles. I actually usually don't watch the channels that much. But during the election, I was watching, I was flipping back and forth from all the channels, MSNBC to Fox to CNN. And it's so funny to see, you know, CNN will get some things spot on about, oh, the police and are bad and the racism. They won't talk about the real reasons why. And then you go over and you listen to Fox and they'll get some things right. They'll be like, oh, these guys are crazy. The left is unhinged. They're showing all the crazy stuff. But then, you know, they have huge blind spots on each other, too. So Tucker Carlson saying that the mainstream media is being divisive in unsafe cities as the real legacy of George Floyd's death. And I think that's kind of people call him outwardly racist. He may not be, but I'd be willing to bet he doesn't have any black friends. But the thing is, like, unsafe cities, divisive mainstream is the real legacy of George Floyd's death. No, like I said, police murdering people 3 times a day, murdering the Constitution. And according to police's own statistics in the states where they keep these statistics, African-Americans are more likely to be pulled over and illegally searched, even though so-called white people have more possession of so-called illegal drugs and weapons. So Tucker Carlson saying that the cities and the divisive mainstream media is the real legacy. And actually, he's right, because he's part of that divisive mainstream media.
Tucker Carlson. He looks like Chris McDonald, what was his name? Robin from Batman Forever. He looks like that guy chewing crap flavored bubble gum. That's what he looks like. Not that has anything to do with anything. That just makes me laugh. But no, you're right on with that, and that's the Fox News narrative. Maybe he could be racist. Doesn't really matter. But that is Fox News narrative. Fox News champions the whole, you know, black people are evil. Covert social engineering, if I could put it that way. So, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of things are being done to most definitely separate us, because that's what I felt, separation. I didn't feel any togetherness with this old Asian guy. who's crying about how he perceives himself as being treated.
And not even that. Like, it came off as super forced and super cringe. Like, look at me, look at me.
Crazy.
Happy on me. Like, oh, I got it so bad. Like, yeah, dog. I mean, we get you went through something messed up and that's bad. But, like, the way he did it was just like, I also don't buy the theory that, you know, Asian Americans have somehow been these racist attacks against Asian Americans. Now, maybe they have and I've missed it. I mean, Corona beer did plummet in sales when this happened, and Chinese restaurants did go down for a while. But now people go back and do that. And there are, yes, a lot of stupid people, but a lot of normal people also realize that China, it's a big country, and there's good and bad people in this too. So,
well, with Biden creating a racial task force, what are they called again? The SS? Well, anyways.
A racial task force to me sounds like a gang.
It just sounds like another police group who's going to protect some other group against, a group of black people. You know, it's just another angle to come in at us. That's all I see. As a black man, if I step on this Asian guy's foot, I'm going to jail for a hate crime. Great. Yeah, thanks, old Biden. As if you hadn't done enough to incarcerate black people. I think, as far as any politician is concerned, Joe Biden's putting more black people behind bars than anyone else near his tenure. Okay?
Yes, but Kamala Harris is coming up right behind him for the number of black men that she jailed in her short career. And I was thinking about this Asian task force here. It's funny because, you know, white people, we name gangs, like, with big words, you know what I'm saying? The FBI, the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll call it something a task force, you know what I'm saying, when we go to another country and murder people. We won't call innocent people that we murder with drone strikes at a funeral or a wedding. We won't call them innocent children murdered. We'll call them collateral damage. You ever see the George Carlin sketch? We're going up on break, so we'll talk about George Carlin and some other stuff on the other
side. Well, all I know is that Mr. O'Biden better force himself off of smelling little children and task himself to go save the Uyghurs in China. We'll be right back, guys.
Look Leela eyeball to eyeballs and find out how they get inside them sugar pie walls. Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty. Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxes, so my big... Cue the rapper, tell him bring what little he got. Up against the Billy, it's really not diddly squat. Until they head hurts, when it come to wreck. Cruises like them dudes in red shirts off Star Trek. Key Kirk, Key Spock, Key McCoy. Been B-boy since your judge first squeezed toys. Born to be the host with the most. When it's on, space holes, coast to coast.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.